What up, 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 what up? Guess what? I'm finally home when they dropped this news. I was literally pulling into my driveway when this guy dropped. So here's the thing. This isn't insane news by any means as far as the player goes, but it's huge news because the Braves finally did something. Isn't that wild? Like a team that is constantly contending for the playoffs, January 23rd is their first major move. Pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. Jerickson Profar has signed with the Braves. Robert Murray was the first one to drop it. I'm reading off of Jeff Passan's post. Jerickson Profar, sorry, words. I'm getting way too fast. Jerickson Profar's deal with the Braves is for 3 years for $42 million. So I'm assuming he's going to be an everyday starting outfielder with Michael Harris and Ronald Acuna, and that's also being said here, which makes complete sense. I don't think they want to risk going out there and putting Kelenic as a starting outfielder. As we all know what happened last season, he still has room to grow. I'm not going to say he's washed yet. He's still young. He had high potential when he was with the Mariners. He got traded away because his strikeout rates was too high. Plus, he had a temper, and he was just bad for the clubhouse. He gets moved over to Atlanta, and he had like a month where he was good, but other than that, very bad, very bad. And he platooned most of the year. So it's breaking in big news, mainly because the Braves needed to do something about the outfield. And let's be honest, let's be very honest here. Okay, I'm gonna share this. There was nothing left to grab. Who are you going to go get? Juan Soto's good. They're never really in on them. Although Atlanta's, I don't know if they consider it a big market, but I feel like they have a pretty large fan base and they make a lot of revenue. Truist Park is beautiful. And they have like kind of that village around it with all the shops and all the stores. Santander's gone as of a couple days ago to the Blue Jays. Teoscar was taken off the market. They didn't get Tyler O'Neill. He went to the Orioles, which was surprising to me. Conforto, I don't think they needed to get on him. Ironically, they're paying more than Max Kepler. And then after that, it's just not really much here to talk about. The guys that are still available, you have 35, going to be 36-year-old Mark Canna. Who? Oh, okay. I mean, this is Spotrax war. It's going to differ whether or not it is F4 or B4. But okay. But not $13 million. I'm sorry. Like, I know he's put in his time. He's a veteran. And he had a couple seasons a long time ago where he was stellar. And then Harrison Bader, who has just been kind of like a... Oh, God. He's like the chick in the frat house that's been passed around. He's been on so many teams. How many teams has he been on? Because we've seen him like burly, full beard, clean shave. Okay, let's see here. So it was Cardinals, and then he got traded to... So we have the Mets, but he was in New York. I swear he's on the Reds too. This is not showing where he was at. Stats. There we go. Yeah, so since 2021... St. Louis, New York, Cincinnati, and the Mets, and God knows where he's going to be next. He's not bad. He's definitely defense first. He's not an offensive bat, and I think a lot of these teams need offensive bats, especially the Braves, if they're going to have a couple guys that aren't going to perform like they're supposed to, or I shouldn't say supposed to, as they are expected to, Matt Olson. Although I don't expect him to beat what he did in 2023. That was insane. And that was great. It was awesome. But he was like, he really fell off. That's the thing. And then Austin Riley, he just couldn't find his groove. It wasn't until like the very end of the season. And then they had that revolving hole out in the outfield. And it was not just because of Ronald Acuna Jr., but also because of that platoon that they're running, Duvall and Kelenic. So it's good for the Braves. But man, do I feel like this is an overpay. Do they have the information here yet? No, I'm not seeing anything posted. Where is he even on this? So did they take him off? Because This just happened, so he should still be here. Obviously, you have Duvall down here. Jesse Winker got picked up. Is this outdated? What's going on, Spotrac? You guys are not updated on this. This is real bad. So, yeah, Winker's still on here. Oh, there he is. This is where they have him. I mean, he was only paid. I guess we're going off the payment. Let's go off of war. So, yeah, he is the best option, but yeah, he's getting $13 million. He's making more than Max Kepler. I know he had a great season, but Jerks and Profar, he's been in what, 10 years? How long has he been playing? 12. He's been in for 12 years if you want to count 2012. That's wild. But look at these numbers for most of his career. I mean, he started to find he had a one good year in 2020. But 218, 254, 172, 239. And yeah, I mean, it's still very, very league average here. Last year was great, obviously. He just found his way. But the fact that San Diego didn't bring him back, that does surprise me. And it's ironic that I wear the hat. But I mean, that's where he was. He liked it there. He seemed to hit well there, which very few people can hit well there. They just, this lawsuit and family grievance BS drama is just, it's taken away from them building this team, and it's causing a lot of issues. But hey, the Braves needed somebody. And like I said, if we go back to who's available, I don't know if I went too far back, like Rando Grichuk is probably your next best option. He's a little bit older, didn't do as great. Probably could have got him for way cheaper, though. So it's good for the Braves, but they definitely overpaid. But at this point, who's not overpaying? Because Max Kepler getting 10 mil. So the Phillies paid 10 mil for Kepler. And He's had two decent seasons. I wouldn't consider last season good, as you look at the slugging, it's 380. But he got on base, 253 batting average. Positive war, at least. He's not hitting bombs. But he only played 105 games. So maybe he has a bounce back. But they paid 10 mil for him, where Jerickson's coming off like a one season of performance. It's very weird, this market for the outfield right now. So, yeah, that's very interesting to me. But currently, let's see, get this pulled up. There's a lot of news. So the Sakya thing happened, and the dominoes have started to fall. And this is what I kind of expected. I expected some more trades to go down, but I think that might be holding out because there are kind of a decent list of players that are. They're still available in the free agents list, but there are some trades in the talks right now, and a lot of it's conflicting. So if we just see overall who's available, I'm going to take a look at this. There's a lot of people signed already. I have to scroll pretty far down. You still have Alex Bregman. You still have Pete Alonso. You still have Jose Iglesias. You still have Ha-Seo Kim. You still have Jose Quintana, Jack Flaherty, Randall Grichuk, as we mentioned. Nick Pivetta hasn't been talked about at all, and I'm pretty sure the Blue Jays need pitching, so I don't know why they haven't gone that route. Maybe they're looking at trades. David Robertson's still available, although I understand he's going to be 40, but hey, that didn't stop. Was it the Orioles? They got Charlie Martin. He's like 70. So Buck Farmer's still out there. Cal Quantrill is still out there, which would be funny if he went to the Cubs because of the whole jacking off in the parking lot thing that he yelled at McGuire for last season. That would be funny. Carlos Estevez seems to be heating up as far as his talks with certain teams, but nothing's happened there. Kenley Jansen's still out there. Enrique Hernandez hasn't been brought back by the Dodgers, and I think they all want him. Jorge Polanco, where is he going to go? There's a long list of guys that can get picked up. Brendan Rodgers is out there, but he was so bad. I don't know. I don't see how that. I don't know what's going to happen there. There's just a lot. Kyle Finnegan, his stove is starting to heat up. There's still a lot of guys on here. Alex Verdugo that have not been touched. Connor Joe, another big name. JD Martinez. I know he's also, and he's not even as old as David Robertson in 37. So there's a lot of stuff going on, but the stuff that I was going to mention that was conflicting is I have like Chandler Rome here saying, to be clear, Ryan Pressly of the Astros is on the block and could be traded, but no deal is imminent. He's waiting. He has not yet waived his no trade clause for any deal. And then I have John Heyman, who is giving credit to Bob Nightingale, saying the Cubs and also other teams are inquiring about the star reliever, Ryan Pressly. He has no trade, and he means clause. So they'll need his approval. But when I go to Bob Nightingale, oops, and everything updated. One second. All he says, and I'll quote, Chicago Cubs are on the verge of acquiring closer Ryan Pressly from the Astros, end quote. So is it not imminent or is it imminent? Because it sounds like it's very imminent. That was 46 minutes ago. This is mainly about Jurickson Profar, but like we're starting to see some dominoes fall. And all of this stuff is happening minutes after Jurickson Profar gets picked up. So I don't know what to say, but there's a lot of conflicting information coming out here. I'm trying to keep up with it. Blue Jays are talking to Pete Alonso. That was a big topic today as well. And Max Scherzer. So the Blue Jays are starting to just get stuff done. They got Santander, and I think they feel like they opened up the door. What do you guys think is going on? If you're in here, comment. Let's chat. Get in the chat. If you're from Atlanta, you're an ATL boy. You're a Braves fan. How do you feel? How do you feel about Profar being on your team? Good pickup, bad pickup, too expensive? Do you care? Because you just want them to spend money? You want them to do something this offseason? Because I understand that part. It's been quiet for the Braves. Like, brutally quiet for the Braves. So this is good. And it's not expensive. So there should be room to continue to add. No? Would you say? What do you guys think? What do you guys think? Because as of right now, they seem pretty good, but they can add some depth. They should add some pitching just because there's a lot of injury concerns. I know Strider, I don't think he's going to be ready for opening day, but he will be back. But why don't you get some pitching depth? Because last year you had to pull from your relieving, from your bullpen to be starters. And that worked out really well. Can you repeat that realistically? Probably not. So what about Jack Flaherty? Kyle Finnegan. Why not? I'm pretty sure you can get him to locate better, improve his pitching. Why not? Because I don't understand that. Real quick, as a little PSA, I'm putting a pause on the giveaways because we've had three and nobody's claimed any of them. So we're just going to wait till we just hit 3,000 subscribers. So I appreciate that. When we hit 5,000, I'm going to do a signed giveaway or signed jersey giveaway. It's still random. I'm not saying what it is yet. So all you have to do, comment in the videos, as many as you want, as long as they're creative. It has to be more than one word. Make sure you're subscribed and like the videos. That's all you got to do. Your comments, your likes, and your subscriptions, they all count as, I guess, submissions into the giveaway when we hit 5K. And we're growing quick. So that's quick PSA before I blow it up. But the weekly giveaways, it seems pointless. Like, why am I getting all this stuff out if nobody wants to claim them? It's wild to me. So maybe you just don't want them, but I'm openly easy to access on X. You can message me. when you win, and nobody's done that. Or reach out to me via email. Nobody's done that. So is what it is. Jerks and Profar. Like I said, he's up and down. He, besides last season, he hadn't had a good season since 2020. 2020, half a season, right? Or was it 2021? Either way. I want to be accurate on this. I haven't paid too much attention to him just because, like, I figured he was just going to go back to San Diego because he proved to be good in San Diego. No, it was 2020. Okay, I was right. So only 56 games played. It was half a season. That year didn't count. No offense, Dodger fans, but that's half a season. You might as well be in spring training. Doesn't matter to me. That whole season did not count to me, but he did well. 278, slugged 428. Your OPS 771 and a 1.29 WAR. According to Spotrac, I'm not doing B WAR F word. I'm just going off that. So the numbers, if you look them up, might be different. But after that, 227, 243, okay. Sure. But your slug 391, OPS 722. So pretty, I mean, in 2022, I don't know. I wasn't too fond of him. And then 242 in 2023. And then last year hit 280. Slug 459. That's obviously the big year. And hey, good for him to get his bag. You know, he needed to get his money. I figured he would get paid. I did not expect it to be 3 years for 13 mil AAV. Like that I'm surprised about. That's a lot more than I thought he would get because all these other guys who have a single good season are... they're not really making that much. I guess Kepler is an example. I don't get it, man. It's a weird off season. And is it just because he's a Boris client and the Braves needed an outfielder and that's the best option? I think he was the best option. I mean, that or Grichuk, honestly, but I would take Grichuk at this point. Younger, still a veteran. Is he younger? I think he's younger. I need to verify everything I say. I just want to make sure that I'm right. Because if I'm wrong, I got to call myself out. Yeah. No, he's not. He is older. Wow, Profar's only 31? Holy crap. He's been in forever. Yeah, Grichuk's 33. There's not much of a difference, but... yeah, probably the best option then. Especially offensively on what's left. Who else do the Braves need now? You should take a look at that, right? Let me pull it up for you. Getting a little crazy over here. I'm trying to get organized. There we go. Okay. Atlanta, how we looking? So, of course, outfield, Harris the second, Acuna, now Profar. Let me get this out to you guys. Get this pulled up. Here we are. Riley Olson. As name base, if you've been paying attention to the Braves for the past couple of years, this is pretty solid. The first five are pretty solid. Albies, if he can stay healthy, awesome. That's another solid guy. Sean Murphy, he fell off. I don't know what happened, but if he can be what he was a couple years ago, cool. Kelenic, he should be down here. I'm going to assume that Acuna will be back. When is he going to be back? I don't know. I know it was a torn ACL, but that happened in June. How long does that normally take to come back from? Knees are rough, man. So maybe the first couple months he's out. I could look that up, I guess. But someone might be a better option than Kelenic. .231 is mediocre. 15 home runs. Okay. But he can't really slug. .393, he was just rocky. And defensively, he wasn't that good. Arcia, solid defense. I mean, this looks like a good team on paper. If you're looking at their averages, like, I guess Albies is your, or is it Sean? That was Sean Murphy. Yeah, Sean Murphy was rough. So it's not a bad team. It's really not a bad team. I don't know if Profar is going to be able to repeat what he did. Let's take a look at, let's do Slavon Illustrator. See how he does in Truist Park. Take a look at this together. Just take a look at last year only. Let's see. The Bird's Eye. Not Kaufman. We need Truist. Where's Truist? Truist. Oh, God. You guys are going to find it before me. My eyes aren't locking on there. Braves. There it is. All right. So these are the numbers that we're looking at. Let's get some additional info. So, I mean, quite a few of them are not going to make it out that were home runs last year. Couple of them, though, that were outs or doubles would make it out. So, relatively balanced there. 341 average, 24 home runs out of his 473 plate attempts last season. He would have had 29 doubles, 105 hits. See, I never understood this part. He would have never struck out. That's not accurate. Exit velocity being 90, it's still pretty low. So his power is still yet to be, you know, proven, which, I mean, he's 31, so I guess you could still bulk up from here. He should be able to. I'm 30, so I know I can bulk up more because I have been. So increase your strength a little bit, get that X velocity on there. Hopefully his hard hit increases. Yeah. It's still a great ad for Atlanta, 100%. Almost all red. Great season. Continue from there. Defensively, he sucks. You might as well have Kalinic out there, but you got him for his bat. But hopefully we don't have 2023. Because this isn't good. Yeah, low strikeout rate, that's great. But if you're not hitting the ball, it doesn't matter. 2022, he was slightly better. 2021, even worse. But 2020, there you go. So much better, and it's still just not great. So this is what I'm kind of trying to say, like 2019, 2018, back when he could run. 2017, not even qualified. You're hoping he can repeat this, but this is the only year that he has done this. So I don't want you guys to get too excited, but for 13 mil, you're paying for him to perform like this. 100%. You're paying him to repeat last year. Otherwise, it's a bust. And the fact that it's 3 years, it's a risk. What I want to know does this deal have options? And I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for an update. I'm looking for some sort of insight on the numbers. I don't think I have it. This just went down the last 30 minutes. So let's see. I guess it's been an hour now since we've been talking, but let's see what Robert Murray posted, because he was the first one. No, so it's 3-year, $42 million deal. That has negotiated by the MVP Group Sports. So is that not Boris? It says that he's Boris Klein. Maybe he changed that. compensation updates. They made an agreement. I'm looking for anything at all that tells me the numbers, if there's an option. I feel like it would be very risky for Atlanta to sign him without a club option or a buyout for 2026. You know what I mean? Because if we were to go to if we go to SpoTrack again, let's take a look at this. Okay, let's go to the free agents and let's look at next year. How many outfielders do you got? Let's go off of, no matter what, going to be free agents. You have Conforto. We'll see how he does in LA. Starling Marte, although I don't think that he's going to get that payday. Schwarber's not an outfielder. He's a DH. Kyle Tucker is going to be available, maybe, depending if the Cubs extend him. And they almost went to arbitration with him, which is not a good look right when you trade him, right when you get him in there. It does not look good. You don't want to touch Haniger. Max Kepler could be back on the market. Mike Yastrzemski, that could be an option. Lane Thomas, that could be an option. Jesse Winker, that could be an option. It's not a bad list. And some of these guys could perform a lot better than Profar. So if Profar goes back to like his 2022, 2023 days, you're going to be stuck with him. You're going to pay 10 mil, 13 mil, sorry, 13 mil per year. Eesh, everybody. I don't know. Cause you have options here. You have possible development in Kelenic. So I'm assuming that there's going to be some kind of option here. And I don't see any updates so far. I'm looking. I'm praying to God for the Braves that they did either a mutual option, a buyout, or a club option, because that's risky signing. And I don't know why they waited so long. They had a lot of guys available. They had a lot of options. So I don't know if he can repeat what he did last year, game on. I'm perfectly fine with that. But I have no idea at this point if it's going to be possible, because it's been 1 in 10 years pretty much that he's had this much red on a Savant page. He's always been really good at his chase. He's always been in like the 90th, I would say, let's just say the 81st percentile or better when it comes to his chase rate, his whiff rate, his K rate, his walk rate. He's always been really good at getting on base, been really good at not striking out. The fact that he's last year was 15% is extraordinary. And that is going to help the Braves, even if he doesn't hit the ball or doesn't have any power. He does walk. He doesn't strike out. He puts the ball in play, which means he will be moving runners over. He'll be scoring runs, maybe on sac flies, but that's a good thing. So it's a win for Atlanta. But the contract worries me, because that's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for a guy that has not been consistent. We'll see. I wonder who else. Tell me, people, please. Tell me what's next. Okay. Bruce Levine, the MLB. White Sox GM Chris Getz said most of his offseason player additions are done. He wavered on Luis Robert Jr. Robert is available in the right deal. He has 3 years on his contract with two options for the club after 2025. 15 mil in 25, 20 mil in each of the other years. So it sounds like that's a tease for someone to come and get Robert. So for 15 mil in 2025, you could have had Robert. And I'm, before you guys freak the hell out, because I can feel you losing your mind, Robert is probably in the least appealing club and organization in all of baseball. The most beat up, lost, just completely sad morale. People were filling the stadium to cheer for them to lose and break the record. Like, people were bringing signs like 121. Like, well, I want to be there for this historic moment of this team being so bad. Tommy Pham said that there's no development at the major league level there. Nobody works with your swing. They just say, go hit some balls. Like, there's little interest in progressing the team and getting better. Like, the morale is so down. That's going to kill your game. And Robert has, I believe, has a lot in him to go to a new organization with a new life, get that inspiration back, feel good about where he's playing, that he has a chance to be a star of a team that's good and not going to break a record for losing. Why didn't the Braves go after Luis Robert over Profar? Is it because it's simpler? Because Getz is going to want too much back? Because he said, for the right deal, right? For the right deal. What's the right deal? With Chris Getz, it's an arm, leg, and your left nut. So, you tell me, guys, would you rather have Robert Jr. or would you have Profar? Because Luis Robert for next year is only $2 million more. That's nothing. That's nothing for these teams, especially the Braves. Do you prefer this nice red here? All of this low K rate, high walk rate. You don't whiff. You don't chase. Or do you want someone with power who does strike out a lot sometimes? I don't know. Let's look at Robert. Doesn't look good, does it? Negative 15 last year. I'm telling you, this is not the year to go off of for him. Almost like I'm saying this is not the year to go off of Profar, but I don't want to say that because, like, when you're on a good vibe and you get the money that you want and you're feeling good and you bring that into the next year because you feel like you found your groove and you know how to hit, you know how to field, you know how to play, you just finally made it, you can carry that on a lot pretty easily. But a change of scenery could also be that spark to carry into the next season. I'm like, breath of fresh air. I can do this. I can be part of something big. And you guys saw as we pulled up the roster for the Braves, take out Profar and put Luis Robert. You tell me that's not a legit roster to be a part of. NL East is competitive, but the Braves are competitive. They just had a down year. Now, if we change this to 2023, still bad. See what I'm talking about? Still very bad with K's, whiffing, chasing, doesn't get on base, doesn't walk, but it's the shit out of the ball. Now, his exit velocity is about the same as Profar-ish, right? But slugging 515, barreling 93rd percentile. His sweet spot's 86th percentile. His fielding run value, 97th. I don't know what happened last year because it just dropped off. His batting, it was just a bad place to be last year was the White Sox. 2022, 2 years ago. This is still looking really good. 21, not qualified. This is a lot of red. It's not qualified because he didn't play enough, but 546 X slug, barreled 12.5. I mean, I would rather have this for $2 million more. How much do you have to give up? I don't know. But I feel like the Braves have a decent amount of stuff that they could give to get Luis Robert. And I don't think they have to give, especially looking at last year. Looking at this with that kind of control, you don't need to give Garrett Crochet level, like, talent. You don't need to give that. You don't need to give your 4th and 5th and 11th and 15th prospect for him. And there's, I think, the same amount of control with Crochet. Am I wrong? And that was only one season of good. This is 3 seasons of really good talent. But last year was so bad, the narrative has changed. And as you can tell, nobody seems to be asking about him. So why didn't the Braves? And if the Padres can get their shit together, is this your replacement? It's quite possible. Or you might just be kind of done giving up prospects for big names like the Soto deal. Could be. You got quite a bit back from the Yankees. Maybe that can be used. Not all of it, obviously. Nowhere close to that, but a couple pieces. This is interesting because he's still on the market, but we're not paying attention to it. And his contract and what he costs, very relative to Profar's. Am I wrong? Still, we're waiting for the numbers. I don't know about options. I don't know about deferrals. I don't know if there's any sort of back out in case he doesn't perform. I don't know if there's escalators. If he does perform, makes the All-Star game. Last year was the first year he did it. Some talk here, Pete Alonso talking to the Blue Jays. Same with Max Scherzer. But is that a smart idea? Because I feel like Scherzer never plays. He signs with a team, plays like 6 games, and he sits in the dugout. They got Santander. I'll give him that. They can get Pete Alonso. Ooh, buddy. This like very much falls into my trade that I would love to see happen between 3 teams. That video comes out tomorrow at 1:30. So if you are subscribed to the channel, you guys do get notifications. Check that one out. I talk with Mariner Mojo and we go over the deal. I want people to tell me why it doesn't work or who is against it and for what reasons. Not just, nah, I'm good. Like, I want feedback. I want to know why, because I feel like I put together a trade that seems pretty fair from all angles. And if the Blue Jays get Pete Alonso, it's exactly what we talked about. It's a perfect lineup for what could go down. And also opens a door and pushes the Red Sox to get Bregman. So a lot that can happen, man. It's very interesting. It's very interesting. So, yeah. So big news. There's probably one of the three total left outfielders that are worthy of talking about and creating a video for is now off the market, going to Atlanta. Atlanta needed this. I don't know, again, the details of this contract. I really want to know. I want to know what's their out if he just busts, you know, because it's a lot of money to be hanging on for 3 years. What's the option? You know, does he have a no trade clause? That would suck. Like, there's a lot of things that can happen. The Padres missed out. Now they have a hole. They got to go get somebody. They got to go get somebody. And I don't know if the front office even has an opportunity to, because the family is just attacking each other. They hate each other. Half the family are Dodgers fans. Who's their rival? Oh, Dodge. I don't know. The Dodgers' name are in everything, obviously. But when it comes to the Padres, it's sad because it's like, I don't know, Peter Seidler tried so hard. And unfortunately, he didn't make it to even see them make it to the World Series. And they probably won't now, because whoever takes over is probably not going to be able to, you know, last hurrah it and get all the guys that they need to. And that included getting bad contracts, like Bogarts. That was a bad contract. It is a bad contract. But maybe they get lucky again. Maybe they can sign one of these guys for $1 million and they are able to break out and play in San Diego. We'll see. But the Braves got Profar. I think that's a good spot. Hopefully that gives them a little bit of depth. I think they should get one more guy just in case there's injuries, because injuries was like the flu for them last season. And I think they should add more pitching. But I know they have a lot more money in the bank at this point, because this is the only move they've made. It's the one and only, and it's a good move for the Braves. So kudos to them. Congrats to the Braves for picking up somebody this offseason, finally making a move. And it's not a small name. It's a big name for the most part, especially for what's left. And yeah, good for them. So we'll see what happens with Luis Robert, because it sounds like they're taking their little fish food and seeing who's going to nibble. Someone might pick him up. And if you're asking me, I think the Braves should have grabbed Robert. I think that would have been a better pickup, a little bit more promising. But they don't have to give up anybody in the farm system. So I'm fine with that too. Makes sense. We'll see who goes after Robert, because I think this is the time to do it for rather cheap. And you can really upgrade your outfield. I don't know who that's going to be. Most outfields seem pretty set, and I'm trying to think of people with money or with depth in their farm system. I wanted to say the Angels, but no, because they're full in the outfield unless they're trying to get rid of Ward still. I don't know. Miami, go spend some money. You have plenty of prospects. There's an extra 15 mil. He's probably not going to perform, though, because he's just going to go from one bad team to another. But we'll see. Profar to Atlanta. Congratulations, Braves. You finally got some skin in the game. I'm happy for you. Here's to a good 2025. If you're new here, subscribe. We're live with just the breaking stuff. Luckily, I was home this time. And got a couple videos coming out for you soon, tomorrow. We got one premiering that was Baseball Chaos. So nice long interview, really good discussion. It's probably the best one we've had so far. And just some really good debates, topics. So stay tuned for that. Appreciate you guys getting me to 3,000. At 5,000, we'll give away a signed jersey. I got to figure out which one it's going to be. So here's to 5,000 soon. And thank you for 3,000. And I'll see you guys all on the next one. Later.